ओम शांति, ओम शांति। The conference age is a very special age. Special time, to enjoy, to experience direct relationship with Baba, direct communication with God. Direct receiving all gifts, godly powers. It is the time to experience God's love, sustenance, teachings, inheritance, directions, and all achievements, not only for 21 births, but for the whole cycle. How do we get that? Yesterday, Baba made it so clearly. Made us aware such a simple method. What is that? We are today here to revise that. What it is that we need to be aware of, careful, active, alert, ever ready. What it is that we need to maintain all the time. So achievements for the whole cycle are aware. Is available. What's that? To be seated in the seat of self-respect. Constantly, with the power of concentration, ekagrata ki seat, constant awareness of self-respect. Many times Baba has spoken about it, and once he said that it is you tie yourself with the belt. This title, tie yourself with these titles. To be, that it is constantly seated in this seat, and not only one self-respect. But one self-respect, this title of one self-respect, contains all different types of self-respect. And that only we Brahmins have this. Which is God is proud of. And we are also proud of that. All of us are proud of. The children who are present from all five continents in front of Baba. And Baba says, I myself directly have chosen you, selected you. Do you have this intoxication? That God Himself has found me or selected me in this unlimited world of variety. Do you have this intoxication? Yes or no? Yes? What is the sign of that, those who have this intoxication? Their heart speaks, My Baba. They make themselves belong to Baba, as Baba has made them make us belong to Him. Great fortune, highest elevated Brahmins direct creation, and what is the other adjective with that? Direct selection. He has not sent any messengers to select us, to collect us, to find us. Imagine, choice of God would not be an ordinary choice. Now if someone goes to get something, the more the royal the person is, has a highest position, has highest standard, would he find and get anything ordinary in the market? His choice would be great. And to whom he chooses, he doesn't choose any object, no? He chooses his children. Sorry. He selects his children. He selects us. So we are direct. As well as direct children, first creation of the Creator. So first creation must be first class, no? When he says, you are my first creation, direct creation, elevated creation, and we are because living, and he is telling us our quality. So he is intoxicated, he is proud of that, but he creates this pride in us, not ego, but great, positive, powerful intoxication of self-respect. Just think for a minute. Does your heart just like this? This? How great is my fortune? I'm direct creation of God. First creation of God. So first class, elevated, highest children of the highest of high, the children of the Almighty. And just this, when we connect ourselves with this consciousness, that I'm children of, child of the Almighty Authority, and I loved when he said this, that because I love my children, and the proof of God's love is, the proof of love is, if you love someone, you cannot tolerate the weakness in them. Cannot think that there should be anything missing in them. No defects. Wants to see them perfect. And this is why God's vision, even on the last church coming in the rosary, he sees them. What is his Baba's vision? How does he see all the children, even not only the old one, the gold one? He wants to see everyone real gold, not seeing anyone defects in anyone, making themselves perfect as he himself sees the last child as well. Brahmin, an angel as a deity. And so Baba's vision is so pure, so elevated, so divine. This intoxication and faith as well, how God sees me. Do I see myself? The same vision? Or what else attention comes to us, that do I also see others as well as God sees them? This consciousness makes us automatically worthy children. And he made us aware that you are ancestors of the whole world. Ancestors, not only just those who are great, great, great ancestors from the past, but now we are ancestors of the whole world, because the whole generation, genealogical tree of Brahmins, or deities, or warriors, merchants, Shudras and Brahmin again, and from this deity religion, from the trunk of the tree, all branches and sub-branches emerge. This is, we know, as we see the Kalpa tree, how it grows. In this aspect we are ancestors of the whole world. But what special quality makes us worthy to be ancestors and worthy to be worshipped. These two titles he connected together. Purvaj and Pujya Atma. We are ancestors, means Purvaj, those who were born before, those who were here long time ago. Ancestors, great, 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 great grandfather is Brahma, and we are Brahma's progeny. We have been also coming in this cycle. As today Sakar Baba said, Swadarshan Chakradhari, when we look at the cycle of ourselves, of how we have come into the cycle from the beginning till the end, so we are ancestors. But this dharana, this title, because a title means a qualification. Title is not just giving like that. Any title we get in a Laukik way, a doctor, an engineer, a professor, a carpenter, ordinary title as well, is connected with Tabat. Is connected with the qualification and task. So Baba said yesterday, yes, you will become masters of the world, not for the saying it, underline it. Its inculcation is connected with that. When, yes, we will become worthy to be worshipped, we will become deities, not for the sake of saying it, not just yes and believing it, not only having an intoxication of it, underline it by becoming. Gain, gain, gain. I will become, will make effort. That's will. It's not connected with willpower, but in Hindi, gain, gain, gain means yes, I will try. It means it's possible. I may become, do that. I may. It's game, game, game. No. And so it means having firm determination, firm faith, great intoxication. And so what does it mean to be Purvaj and Pujya Atma, this title Baba spoke yesterday? It's connected with maturity. It's connected with purity. And so we Brahmins are elevated Brahmins, children of the Almighty Authority, Purvaj and Pujya Atma, first creation, direct creation of God. So this vision automatically makes us all virtuous. Benevolent. World benefactors. The soul gets might to become this powerful once again of seated and the seat of self-respect. And gets that some natural feeling, not only that Baba is saying that you are seated on God's heart throne, elevated seat, that no one in the whole cycle gets this seat of God's heart throne. There we say, I am dust of your feet, I am unworthy, I'm downtrodden. Never ever you think of sitting on the throne of God's heart throne. Have you ever thought? I don't think that ever this thought emerged in the path of bhakti of climbing and sitting on God's heart throne or going and embracing God. And now as we become directly our mother and father, so we are seated, adopted children of God, Brahma Kumars, Brahma Kumaris, Shiv Kumar, Shiv Kumaris. Simple thing, but every day Baba speaks. But how did he made us aware of maintaining our self-respect? What did he say? Do you believe that you are Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumaris? You call ourselves that you are... Excuse me. Do you believe that, do we really believe that we are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris? Shiv Kumar, Shiv Kumaris? Yes? All of you say that you are Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumaris? Shiv Kumar, Shiv Kumaris? What did you say then, those who said yes? Now you are tied. Band gaye. Now you are just tied in this title. And automatically, Baba has put a crown on our head. Which crown he gave then those who are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris? Which crown did you get yesterday? What was that crown? Which crown? The crown of responsibility. Later on, Baba was very clever, no? The moment you believe this and you said, I'm Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, I'm Shiv Kumar, Shiv Kumari, yes. Bandhagaya is tied now, that this title ties us and makes us worthy to be crown prince. And he says it is the crown of responsibility. But what is the beauty of this crown? What is the power in this crown of responsibility? What is? He says it's very light. There's no heaviness in it because there's joy in it. There's happiness in it. So power of self-respect, the power of spiritual intoxication. Of course, he has given this many, very different methods of time to time. Thus tie this crown with the thread, not yesterday, but before that. Nimit. Karan Karavan Har is making it happen. And when we are wearing this crown of responsibility with this thread of Karan Karavan Har is making it happen. Nimit, with humility but with great responsibility. And it is the crown, not heavy crown, it's very light, which enables us to get the crown of light. And we become double crown dhari. Crown of purity, crown of divinity, a and practical crown of the golden age. Golden aged crown of world sovereignty. And so Baba has come to give this, making us aware of all the time seated on the seat of self-respect. The moment we come down from the seat of self-respect, what happens? What happens? Baba says, all this shan, shan means glory, greatness, intoxication, pride, is one word, shan. Shan is a simple, simple word, shan, and then he connected with pareshan. Moment you go away from this intoxication, from the seat of self-respect, it's shan, it's glory, it's intoxication, it's beauty, shandara. It's very special. The moment you go from away from this speciality, then you become confused, pareshan, perplexed, and stumble around. And that stumble, Baba says, stumbling around, confused, stressed, pareshan, worried, tension, everything comes in pareshan. Have you not? And Abhazi was very lovingly said, are you not tired with this all kind of tension, perplexing, this was wandering around, thakke nahi ho kya? Are you not tired with this pareshani? So once again, be seated in the seat of self-respect. So this is why simple thing, realizing this, that this unlimited Father has come to give unlimited kingdom, unlimited treasure, everything unlimited. Because Father is unlimited. And so, special, actually, limited time is there. The Sangam Yuga is very limited time. But achievement is unlimited. So not only stay in self-respect, just have recognized the importance of self as well as of what? Importance of self. Not ego of self. Importance and self-respect of self. And what was the other thing he said? Time. Confluence age. It is the time to sow the seeds, season. And when we sow the seeds at this time, at the confluence age, the harvest that continues, harvesting for the whole cycle. Not only just for the golden age and silver age, you know. And also what we get? Confluence age, we get the double reward. what we get? What is the double achievement of the confluence age? Small age, very elevated age. So importance of the self and time, what is the other speciality of the time? The fruit that we achieve is not of the bhakti only, knowledge, but we get instant reward at this time, prataksh-phal, obvious, visible. Bhakti ka phal, the fruit of the bhakti, as well as immediate reward of this, who is with me. God Himself has come to give this reward. This reward, this fruit, achievement, is not an ordinary. And so, what is attention that we have to pay? That all this achievement that we get at this time is not got stolen, is not got lost. What we have to be careful, attentive, savdhan. Because little bit carelessness, achievement is great, but at the same time, loss is also great. Big loss, unlimited achievement, and big loss as well. What would be the loss then? We are losing the chance of coming first. First creation, this intoxication, elevated creation, should come in the first stage. In the new world. And coming with the first prince. Coming, not, Baba said, even a house, after a short time, new has the sparkle of new. Even a little time is gone, it's not called new, it's called old. So, the new world, we want to come, so we have to come with Baba. When everything is first class, again and again, attention, so means constant intoxication, constant checking, constant attention. Then it is a constant achievement for the whole cycle. Baba also reminded, double foreigners, no? His vision, his love, unlimited love, always want to see companionship. What is the proof of the love? What is the proof of our love? company. Companionship and company. Holding Baba's hand. No, when it is a, when the, those who have love with each other just hold hand and walk together. So walking with Baba, holding Baba's hand. Which hand? Which hand we need to hold? The hand of Shrimat. Neither Shiv Baba has a hand, nor Avyakta Baba has a physical hand. So its attention is that Maya does not disturb my concentration, that I become careless in holding Baba's hand, means not following Baba's Shrimat. Careless in following Shrimat. And holding Baba's hand of Shrimat, it means intellect remains divine. Shrimat. Mat means not only direction. Mat is mati as well, the intellect also. The moment our mind plays tricks or want to have some kind of adjustment or excuses, we instantly lose the path. So this is why most important aspect is following Baba's Shrimat. Then our connection is right, directions we are following right, our destination is right. So this is why Baba wants to see that we are attentive and careful. Also, what else you draw attention to? I also liked and loved the importance that how he appreciated those who give cooperation, not only just coming, for example, those who, in Baba's children, those who came sevadhari, came as karma yogi. What it is that they receive which draws my attention as in the, this aspect, that those who come to serve, give cooperation, what they achieve from everyone, what fortune they receive. What do they get? Their treasure store of blessing is overflowing. Because they are loved by all. And it is true, this opportunity of service, of being active, cooperative, opens the hearts of others. And we do see that when even the new ones who come, and those who are not giving any classes or courses or other type of service, just with that spiritual love they are offering food, they are doing service, whatever help is needed. Love and respect that visitors come or foreigners come or other, those whatever activities taking place here, seminars take place, new people come, they are impressed, is simple service cooperation. And this actually, this karma yoga, service done with love, cooperation given with pure heart, also make our sense organs pure, because the service is done with the organs also are purified. It automatically earns the fortune of coming close to each other. It brings the opportunity to how to adjust and flexible in different activity of different departments. And when this power is just adjustment and flexibility, if anything is there, in this brings transformation and purification, makes us real gold. And we bring the quality in transformation to bring change in ourselves. If something is there, I need to learn. And so one sentence Baba spoke about it was that not seeing others, but seeing the self, learning from others to pick good qualities from them, but see what I need to bring transformation in myself. So attention in different ways, attention for self-transformation, attention of intoxication, maintaining intoxication, attention of what Baba has given homework, of drawing, bringing Baba's children. He spoke about that how many kings there Baba comes, Baba appreciates coming in Rajasthan, as it was the turn of Rajasthan. Baba loves Rajasthan, that's why he comes in Rajasthan. But how many kings you have prepared? How many kings you are bringing, a bouquet you are bringing? So at the same time, it is self-respect, but at the same time balance of different type of service as well. Either through karma yoga or through giving Baba's message, or serving the souls to connect them with Baba. What is needed for that? One word. Concentration and determination. Constant concentration and determination. And the determination, such a powerful, pure, loveful drishti. Did you see yourself? What was the speciality yesterday? What was the magnetic energy yesterday? It was not just anything giving knowledge or creating intoxication in us, but giving the experience this power of love through his drishti, like a magnet pulling and giving the experience of not only you are seated in the heart of God's throne, heart throne, but where did he make us sit yesterday? Where did he make us sit yesterday? Where were you sitting yesterday? In God's eyes. Did you feel that? In Baba's drishti? The sparkling light. Did you see yourself? Those who saw themselves sparkling light in Baba's eyes. How many of you had experienced this? This light that was shining in Baba's eyes. It was Baba's eyes of light, or it was reflecting the light that we shining stars, those who maintain that self-respect, Baba pulls them, magnet pulls this magnet. And this is what he made us feel. You are the star of my eyes. You are the light of my eyes, Noor-e Ratan. So this title, without speaking, without speaking this title of Noor-e Ratan, he makes us feel, gave the experience seated in Baba's eyes and then seeing others with that light. Nazar se nihal, the beautiful experience that through his drishti he is making our drishti divine. Through his eye, light of his eyes, he is bringing light, giving us light of love, light of purity, light of peace, light of bliss. Light of unlimited love. Constant, clear. So let us sit, keeping that experience that Baba gave yesterday. I, a shining star, living light, am pulled by magnetic energy of pure love. Of godly love. Of supreme love. And I stay in God's eyes, become eternal light, benevolent light. Sparkling light. Lighthouse. And blessed with the might of the Almighty. As a first creation, elevated creation, pure creation, of the Creator. Still pure. Peaceful, powerful. Blissful. in the world of light. Radiating light. Every thought and pure feeling vibrating godly love. Pure love, selfless love, unconditional love, eternal love. Unlimited love. Uplifting love. This is godly love. Purifying love. liberating love. Blissful love. Comforting, and eternal love. Comforter of the hearts, has opened the hearts and filled our hearts with this pure love, motherly love. His love accepts me as I am, what I am. This pure love creates self-respect in me. Who am I? What am I? Creator's direct creation. First creation. Pure and peaceful soul. God loves purity. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Shining star sparkling diamond worthy child of God. God loves me. I love God. Is love, is magnetic love, pure love. expose me, and I see my reflection as a shining star. Light in God's eyes. I belong to him. He belongs to me. Merged in his eyes, he's merged in my eyes. Just pure light. Eternal loving light. Constant, beautiful, and benevolent light. Radiating light, light of love, light of peace. Still, silent, golden light. Pure light, benevolent light, taking all beyond to supreme light. In the world of silence, supreme silence, in the world of Nirvana, world beyond sound, the world of silence.